Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Power hour, next hour, all our picks for tonight. BetQL's countdown to tip-off, final hour of the show, a full hour dedicated to betting on Baylor and Gonzaga, side, total, and props. Colin Wilson from the Action Network joins us in about 20 minutes talking Major League Baseball and tonight's national championship game. But right now, let's spend a little quality time with our buddy Rob Doster, the great Rob Doster, founder of the Field of 68 Podcast Network, been an outstanding guest on You Better You Bet all college basketball season long. And tonight, we arrive at the championship game. It's the one we all wanted. Gonzaga, well, futures bets aside, I guess, in brackets. But Gonzaga and Baylor playing for it all. Rob joins Nick Costos and Ken Barkley here on You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network on Championship Monday to break it down. Rob, my man, how we feeling coming off an outstanding weekend and ahead of the national championship game?
I'm so fired up for this game. I am so excited. We got this finally, 4 months to the day after it was canceled because of a COVID positive in the Gonzaga program. We finally get the two best teams in college basketball and two of the best teams that we've seen in the last decade playing for a national title. I don't think we could possibly have asked for any more. This has been an unbelievable NCAA tournament. It has been a great college basketball season that a lot of people sacrificed a lot of things to be able to make sure that it happened. And it's all going to pay off with the matchup that we all wanted. The only thing that I'm upset about is that we can't find a way to make this be a five-game series. Seriously, like if we make this be a five-game series, who says no? The state of Indiana doesn't say no. The city of Indianapolis doesn't say no. Baylor doesn't say no. Gonzaga doesn't say no. I guarantee that the only thing that's keeping Mark Few from saying yes would be the amount of time he'd be able to get to go fishing on the Spokane River. That's about it. So I could not be more excited. I can't believe we still have to wait another 4 hours. I feel like I'm jittering already.
I can tell you very excited. I would say like our girlfriends and wives and families might say no, our free time might say no, all those kind of things. But from a sporting standpoint, I mean,
my wife doesn't even like me, so we're good to go, man.
So Rob, obviously, I mean, this is an incredible matchup. You mentioned two of the best teams you've seen in the last couple decades. We don't get to this point, obviously, if Gonzaga doesn't take care of UCLA. And, you know, what we spent literally like an hour of the show talking about was this the best game we've ever seen. We can get into kind of like the analytical takeaways from it in a second and how what you learned about Gonzaga, maybe that can help you break down what's going to happen Monday night. But just real quick, is that the best college basketball game you've ever seen?
It's up there. I think when you combine the fact that that UCLA had an unprecedented level of shot. Do you guys follow the stat shot quality? Are you aware of this metric?
I mean, loosely, I couldn't tell you what it means.
I don't know about the
metric,
but here's what I can tell you. I watched the game and the shot making was excellent.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, the shot quality is a metric that this guy has developed to basically put a number on the expected points that a team should have based off of the shots that they get and the likelihood that they could get an offensive rebound off of those shots. And it's just a very like analytical way of putting a number on some of the things that we're seeing with our eyes. And what they said is that on an average game, Gonzaga should have beaten UCLA by 22 points based off the shots that UCLA was getting. And Gonzaga needed that shot to bank in from 40 feet to be able to win that game in overtime. And that just tells you how well and how incredibly UCLA played. So for me, when you combine the fact that you have UCLA playing essentially a perfect game combined with the stakes of Gonzaga playing for an undefeated season with that finish and that kind of intensity and drama, and nobody ever leading by more than 7 points, and no one ever going on more than a 6-0 run. It was just that. I fully admit that I'm a prisoner of the moment. I have no problem being a prisoner of the moment. I feel very good saying that was the best college basketball game that I've ever seen.
Well, I think you're with a couple guys on the show right now that definitely agree with you. You bet BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, chatting college basketball national championship game with our buddy Rob Dosser, founder of the Field of 68 podcast network. Rob, we literally, I feel like, have just mentioned Baylor on today's show just to be like, oh yeah, Baylor's playing Gonzaga in the game tonight. Baylor obviously took care of business, destroying Houston on Saturday in the first game of the Final Four. So we'll get to tonight in a second and the matchup of Baylor and Gonzaga. But what impressed you the most of Baylor's just absolutely decimating the Houston Cougars on Saturday in the first game?
I mean, it was everything about their performance, them being back, the shot making, the way they can space the floor. I think the key, though, everyone was talking about Jared Butler and the shot making that he had coming out of that game. I thought the most important factor was Jonathan Chanwachachua, coming out and being able to be as much of a threat as he was as a roller in the ball screen actions that they would want run. Because when he's doing when you have Everyday John being a lob threat at the rim, being a guy that can roll the basket and hit a little 12-footer, being someone that you have to be cognizant of every single time that he's going to the basket in the lane, it creates all sorts of problems on the weak side of the floor. And the one thing that Baylor does better than anybody else, A, shoot, they're literally the best three-point shooting team in college basketball, and B, it is the ability to make that skip pass when you come off the ball screen and throw it from the right wing to the corner, the one-handed pass. Davion Mitchell makes that pass all the time. He's unbelievable at it. And the way that they can space the floor and they can put pressure on a defense doing that, that's what they do best. And that they did that better than they have all season long against Houston. And that is going to be the one thing that Mark Few has spent the last two nights not sleeping over, is how the hell are we going to guard that?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, makes a ton of sense. I think that leads us perfectly into kind of like the analytics and what we expect from tonight's game between Gonzaga and Baylor, Rob. You know, why don't we start with just, I want to make sure we get in all the things that you think are really important about the game, so I can just ask you right out the start, like, what aspect of this game, whether it is an individual player versus player matchup, a single player that needs to have an outstanding performance, a statistic that is worth monitoring, like, what is kind of your biggest key as we start to unwrap this this national championship?
So the big question for me, for Baylor's perspective, is going to be how they stop Drew Timmy. Because I don't think, look, Everyday John, Flo Fomba, like those guys, they're not what you really need to be able to stop Timmy. They're kind of a little bit lead-footed. They're not big enough to really kind of force him. You're not going to beat him with athleticism because he's too crafty around the basket. And I also don't think that Mark Vidal is the answer because, A, he's too short. And, B, you can't beat Drew Timmy with leverage. Right, he's got, his footwork is too good. He's too good at spinning off of you. He's too good at creating angles and using your weight and your leverage against you. So I don't think that you can beat him that way. I don't know what they're going to do against him in the post. I think if you're Baylor, you have to double team him. There's no way that you can guard him one-on-one. The other option would be to just really get out and pressure the ball and completely overwhelm people on the perimeter. And that's kind of what Baylor did against Villanova, right, where they just completely wrap you up on the perimeter and keep you from getting into your offense. The problem is a lot of that is Davion Mitchell just being able to wear somebody out. Gonzaga has 3-point guards, right? Andrew Nembhard was a starting All-SEC caliber point guard at Florida and a McDonald's All-American. Jalen Suggs, we know how good he is. Joel Ayayi, he's never really played full-time point, but he plays on the ball in the French national team set up for some of their younger age groups. And he also was a secondary point guard last season. So the idea that you can just get out and pressure Gonzaga because of the way that they play. I just don't think it's going to be able to work the way that it's worked for Baylor or pass game. So that's going to be the thing that you have to figure out if you're Baylor. We mentioned it for Gonzaga. Like, I just don't know how you guard the ball screens. The other big decision, and I haven't really heard much conversation about this, but Baylor loves to attack the glass, right? They love sending three guys to the offensive glass to try to get offensive rebounds, try to get putbacks. I don't know if you can do that against a Gonzaga team that's so good in transition, but if you're Baylor and you view yourself as the best team in the country, which I guarantee that they do, are you going to change what you do for anybody else? Are you going to say, this is what we do, we're the best team in the country, and we're going to do what we do, and we're going to win doing what we do? That's one of the big questions that I have for how this game is going to play out. Will Baylor have to make an adjustment to how hard they go after the offensive glass?
Gonzaga is a 4.5-point favorite in the game. The total sitting around 160 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Rob, so give us a great breakdown there of what Baylor may need to do. Got about 5 or so minutes left in this interview. Definitely want to get your take on side and total here. So let's start with, who do you think is going to win the game? Who's going to cover the spread? And tell us how you see the actual game playing out. Again, Gonzaga laying 4.5 against Baylor.
So I like Gonzaga here. I've gone back and forth. And as much as I'm really worried about how Gonzaga stops Baylor, I think that there's so many more issues for how Baylor stops Gonzaga in transition A, and B, how they can't really stop them as much as you want in the half court. And here's what I mean. We already know that there's questions about how we're going to stop Drew Timmy, right? The other problem is Baylor plays this no middle defense. And what that essentially means is that if you have the ball on the wing, they get up on your high side and they make you drive baseline. And the reason they do that is because they know which way you're going to go. So they send help early. So you have the guy coming off of the big man to get over to the charge spot. You have someone coming off of the opposite wing, dropping down to cut off the pass to the baseline. Every rotation happens like a step earlier for Baylor because they know where you're going to drive because they won't let you go middle. So the way to counteract it is to have like little probing drives where you kind of drive to like about 15 feet and hold up there and force the Baylor defense to move, and then have guys that with one hand can live dribble, pick out passes on the weak side of the floor, because you're going to have basically two guarding one on the ball. So there's going to be two guarding three on the weak side of the floor. And you have to have one guy that's able to pick out whoever's going to be open. Gonzaga has three guys that are capable of doing that, and Nembhard, Jalen Suggs, and Joel Ayayi. The question is going to be, can they do that and pick out shooters, or can they do that and pick out guys that Baylor is leaving open because those are the shots that they want their opponents to take? So I think it's going to come down to that. And my gut says Gonzaga has dudes that are going to step up and make plays in those moments. I think that they win. I think they end up winning by 6 or 7. I think free throws are going to be to my benefit at the end. And I also think this game goes way over the total. I would not be shocked if it ended up in the low 90s. I mean, the pace, Baylor wants to play fast. Gonzaga wants to play fast. We have questions about how both of these teams are going to stop the opponent. If you're going to play with pace and we don't think that either team is going to get stops, like, why would you not bet on points? And I know you guys sent me a whole bunch of of props. I don't think that there's any prop that I don't want to be on the over in this spot. I would not be shocked to see a final score that ends up being like 90-84.
And which you know is your what? Favorite? I'll tell you. Give guys. Us a favorite. Give us a favorite prop that you have here for this
Who's
game.
Who's going to score the most? Let's put it that way.
Drew Timmy's points over. I just don't see how Baylor stops him, and I think that his ability in training, like we saw, you know, the play where Suggs got the block and then made the pass to Timmy. Everyone talks about the play, the block that Suggs made and the pass that Suggs made. And both of those are terrific plays, right? Don't get me wrong. It's unbelievable. It's why there's people that are saying he should be the number one pick. But watch Drew Timmy. Go back and watch that. Anyone listen to this, go back and watch that highlight now. See where he starts and then see where he is when he catches the ball. He beats two UCLA guys on the floor that are guards. He can get out and run the floor with the best of them. And Gonzaga's guards look for him when he runs the floor. He's also going to get 4 points because he's great at like stepping out on ball screens and picking guards' pockets and getting layups going that way. So I love the Drew Timmy points total.
Sure. 21.5 at our show sponsor Bet Rivers for Drew Timmy points tonight. Rob, one other market, and I've had a couple people ask me about it today, so I'm guessing everyone's kind of at least somewhat looking at it. That's most outstanding player of the tournament. I can tell you that the consensus price right now is basically Suggs and Timmy are about, you know, +110 or +120 each. So obviously they're the two kind of co-favorites. Like, which Gonzaga player do you like if they win? The Baylor players are much longer shots. Sounds like you like Gonzaga in the game. If that's true, you know, kind of based on you like Timmy in the game, but Suggs hit the shot against UCLA, how would you kind of handicap, you know, sort of like a slightly better than even money price on both Suggs and Timmy?
Oh, man. So the problem with picking one of those guys is it feels like you're just betting on who you think is going to have a better game. And I'm going to guess that Drew Timmy's probably going to have a better game and he's going to end up as a leading scorer. But if Jalen Suggs has like two or three more highlights that just make everybody go, wow, where he goes completely viral, then, you know, you may not end up getting the best player winning the award, if that makes sense. On the Baylor side, I kind of like Jared Butler's. He was plus 700 when I looked at it today. And I kind of like that number for him just because, I mean, he played really well in the Final Four. And if Baylor is going to win, I think that it's going to be because Jared Butler has a big game. I think that Gonzaga is going to scheme to take the ball out of Davion Mitchell's hands and double team him coming off of ball screens and not really let him beat them. And I think if Baylor wins, I think Jared Butler's got to get 25. So I like his odds at plus 700. But the obvious one would be Davion Mitchell. I don't think people still realize how good he is. Like, I think he's a top 10 pick. I think he's Donovan Mitchell all over again.
Wow. So I'm guessing, Rob, you like Jared Butler over 16 and a half points at our show sponsored by Rivers.
Well, yeah, I mean, look.
Is it an over?
Because I like it. Yeah. I'm asking because I like it, because I have it written down as one that I love for this game.
But can in all seriousness, I just want to say, like, I love that this is the game that we end the season with. I feel like college basketball, to a point this season, kind of dragged on a little bit. And it got to the point where it was a little bit of a slog, you know, like we have all of these kids going through these difficult situations where they can't have any kind of normal experience. And to be able to have the season end with an all-time classic in Gonzaga UCLA, and then the most anticipated matchup since what, 2005, when it was UNC Illinois, that is perfect. And there's nothing more freeing in the sport of basketball than to bet on an over and root for every single shot to go in.
That's exactly right, Rob. Fantastic stuff.
All the overs.
That's our buddy, Rob Doster. Rob, enjoy the game tonight. We will talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet. That is fantastic stuff from Rob Doster. Take a quick break here. And on the other side, it's Colin Wilson from the Action Network talking the national championship game here on You Better You Bet.
What do you get when you pair a sports nut with a sports geek? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.